Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am thrilled to be back again this week and every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on WBLQ AM Radio, 1230 AM in New England, and online live, www.transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me there. And I am here once again to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. Today, I want to introduce a couple of new things that we have been, that I've been thinking about putting into the show. The first of which is I'd love to start taking call-ins. So I want to put the number out and I will continue to share with you if you're interested in talking to me or my guest, or if you have a thought or a question. You're going to be able to call in on 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And we would be happy to chat with you and take your questions and your suggestions and thoughts. Today, I am going to continue on the trajectory that I've started for 2011, which is success strategies in the new year. And I am very excited to have a wonderful new guest with me who's calling in all the way from Scotland. And we will introduce him in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to kick off the show with a little segment that I'm going to start doing at the beginning of each show starting this week. And that is something I'm going to call life shifting lessons, or life lessons for shifting. And I'm noticing that there's some themes that come up each week, my clients, that I think resonate with me and that I'd like to be able to start sharing on air with you and get your feedback, get my guests' input. So each week I'm going to start the show with a little bit of a life-shifting lesson, the one that I'm looking into for this time. And today's theme has to do with the idea of having a goal or a vision for your life. In the last few days, I've attended a couple of seminars, and it's that time of year, January, the beginning of the year, when a lot of speakers, a lot of coaches, and my clients are all looking at their year ahead and the idea that we all need to have a goal or a set of goals or a vision for our lives starts to come up and be front and center, I think, in the conversation. And yet, at the same time, one of the things that became very clear to me this week in these seminars and in working with my clients is that there's situations, even in a January, when we don't always have a goal. We don't always know exactly what we want. We don't always have clarity. And one of the things that became very powerful for me this week was listening to a speaker who shared with the audience and with me the idea that sometimes it's okay to allow yourself some space to think about what's important or what your goal should be for the year, rather than getting caught up in this idea that you should always have a goal. A couple of people raised their hand and said they just hadn't quite grasped. They weren't quite figuring out exactly what they wanted to do this year or what was their goal for their career at this moment in time. And I wrote about this in my book, Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And one of the themes that I picked on in my book was this idea that we want to be careful when we get caught up with this word should, that we should have a goal or we should have a vision or we should have it all figured out. Sometimes it's actually important to take space and to step back and to maybe ask for help, ask for input from friends and people that know us well. But most importantly, to not always feel like you have to have the answer. Because in order for you to get in touch with your deepest desires, some space has to open up. Some signals have to come from the universe, from the world, from yourself. And so I just want to put that out there today, that if you're struggling with your goals for this year, give yourself time, give yourself some space, extra time to meditate, extra time to rest and journal, and think about what's possible. Get connected maybe to just a fantasy level and a vision maybe far off in the future, but don't get so caught up in having to have an immediate goal that you get caught up in that negative energy that I call the should, the tyranny of should. So that's today's lesson that I'm looking at and I wanted to share with you. And now I want to bring on my guest who is joining me all the way from Scotland. I am honored to have Richard Norris here to talk about visions and goal setting and setting your strategies for success this year. And I'm sure he may have some thoughts about my opening lesson. So let me introduce Richard by giving a little bit of his background. He is a veterinarian and currently, I guess, not working as a veterinarian, but working as a business coach and an entrepreneur and a life coach. And he's written a wonderful new book that I'm sure he's going to share about with us called Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. And it sounds like Richard has had quite a varied career. He speaks and presents and lectures all over the globe, and he's also a competitive swimmer and a business incubator and obviously in the business of helping people create and live their dreams. So I want to welcome Richard to the show and get him in gear. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Dr. Jeff. How are you today?
I'm super. I'm freezing here in New York, but other than that, I'm doing great. How about you? How's life in Scotland?
Well, today it's wet, and tomorrow it'll be wet, and yesterday it was wet because in Scotland it's wet.
So you know what you're used to that, right?
Yeah, it's like to a degree. In Scotland, the Scots here say if you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes because it's bound to change, and it does. But it's usually shades of gray, really.
It goes from wet to wetter, right?
Yeah, pretty well.
Well, listen, I am really happy that you called in and joined us today because I was very, very interested and impressed with your wonderful new book. And I know that you are very committed to helping your clients of all stripes. It looks like you work with business people and entrepreneurs of all stripes, and on their journey of success. Maybe we should kick this off. I definitely want to dig into your background, but I'd love to hear your comment on my opening thoughts regarding this idea of needing a vision or needing a goal for our life. Any thoughts?
Yeah, you were explaining my life. Because as if you haven't figured it out, I've moved careers. I went from veterinarian to, well, part of that was Army officer, and then I switched into doing post-grad, and then just said I don't want to do this. And it was really, it was finding myself, and you're absolutely right. You know, I know you talk about, I think it's your stage 3 in your book is about retreat, and you do have to step back before you can leap forward.
Right.
And in my instance, just to give you an example, because I went through another transition towards the end of last year, and part of the lead up to Christmas, I took out 40 days to pray, fast, meditate, and get clarity for myself around, you know, what's in store for me this year. And, you know, clarity is not something, for some it seems to come like it's just easy, but not for me. And one of the things you shared, and I wrote down as you were talking about it, is, you know, sometimes your vision, you know, it's like you're, when women are in my using a veterinary term, you can't birth a calf in advance of its gestation period.
Yeah.
So you've got to allow
that's great.
Time to develop and strengthen. And like you said, sometimes you got to get feedback from other people and just use that all as part of a refining process. You might have a rough idea, but, you know, all that feedback hopefully is enabling you to put it under the microscope, scrutinize it, maybe chip away a few things, and get increasing clarity. But it's not, you know, for me, I've never been one of those, and even with the clients, you can't just sit down at a, you know, say a one-day workshop and just, bing, you've got a vision. It doesn't come like that.
No, I really appreciate your insight about that. Because that's what prompted me to want to share that theme at the outset today is that this is that time of year when I think people do feel a little bit of pressure to get their goals lined up, to get their vision clear, you know, and I think it's great. I mean, I'm all for helping my clients craft a vision and get clarity about what they want in their lives. I mean, it's clearly an important thing to, it's a key step in the process of manifesting. But at the same time, as you said, you know, you can't force nature. Nature has its way with us at times. And so, I mean, I think that what I shared with my clients and what I took away from the seminars this week was that it's really important to step back sometimes and just nurture that quiet space and allow things to percolate. So I really, I appreciate that. Sounds like we're in sync about that.
Yeah, there's also the point with respect to when you step out, sometimes you just need to put your focus on something else, and it allows your subconscious to start, you know, so long as you set yourself the intention that, listen, I've got to get clarity around my vision, and just allow it to just percolate and marinate and do all that stuff while you're, say, you're cooking dinner, or, you know, as most of us have had happen to us, we sometimes get our best ideas in those moments of clarity in the most bizarre times, whether it's in the shower. For me, it often happens when I'm working out at the gym, and you go like, whoa, where'd that come from? You wish you had a pen, but you don't.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to hear a little bit, a lot more about your amazing background and your trajectory from veterinarian to business owner to executive coach, and dig into the life lessons of Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. And if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting Method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. And I am in dialogue today with Dr. Richard Norris, executive coach and entrepreneur and writer who has a wonderful new book out called Huff It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. And I want to jump in and hear more about this book and more about Richard's background. Before we do, though, I just want to remind you that if you'd like to call in and ask Richard or myself a question, you can absolutely do that at 1-800-930-2819. You can also email me online at transformationtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. So, turning to Richard, Richard, I'd love to hear a little bit about how this book came about and maybe some of the twists and turns in your success journey.
Yeah, no, that's easy to do. I'll start off with the first question, how did the book come about? I think it really came out of I spent, once I transitioned out of my veterinary career, and I'll sort of give you a bit of a run-up to that point, which is probably helpful. I started out my lifetime career at the age of 8. I decided I want to be a vet. That was it. Nothing. I negated all the naysayers, and there were lots of them because I had health issues and stuff like that. And they said, "Oh no, you can never be a vet." And I just was absolutely determined I was going to be one.
Wow.
And you know, against all the naysayers, I managed to pull that off first time round, and graduated. And within 2 years, I was moving across back to the UK. From where I emigrated when I was a little kid, to join the British Army as a veterinarian. And so then, while
okay.
back home in Canada, I was doing racehorses and small animal vets or small animal pets. In the Army, I was on the sharp end of dogs that wanted to eat me because they were all protection dogs. And then I was also dealing with, the ceremonial horses you sometimes see following the Queen around. And it was an interesting mix because I had a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, the one thing I liked about the military, because I'm an endorphin geek from all my years as a competitive swimmer, so I got paid to stay in shape is the way I looked at it, so I really liked that. But then I transitioned out, and I was looking to potentially come back to Canada where I was from, but I'd always wanted to do postgraduate in some specific topics in veterinary medicine, so I tried to get back into the college, the residency programs back in North America, but they're so highly competitive, and I was just having no joy. So I thought, well, I'll give it a crack in the UK. And as a result, I ended up doing a succession of internships / residencies, one in internal medicine up in Scotland. And then I headed down to the racehorse capital of the world, or at least in the UK, in Newmarket, to do a residency in ophthalmology. So, you know, I was doing eyelid surgery on snow leopards and lizards and snakes and various other things. It was kind of interesting. Even had a tarantula come in, which was kind of funny because he got 8 eyes. Like, where are you going to look?
Wow. So these are pets? Yeah. These are people bringing their pets to have eye surgery?
Yeah, they had eye conditions that they needed them to look at. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
From whether it was from zoos or the local, you know, the local stud farm, or you know, pets across all the boards. But then I started to get disillusioned because one reason why I went into the veterinary profession, into the postgrad scene, was I wanted to get a specialization so that pretty well I could, you know, to use a very materialistic term, I could name my price pretty well to go into the market. And but I was surprised because the market said, yeah, so what? You got 2 post-grad qualifications, who cares? And I was like, forget this. After all this, you know, all these years of university and everything else, and to just get it thrown in my face. So with my wife, we sat down, we did a lot of heart-to-heart talking, thinking, praying, and everything else, and had friends doing the same. And everyone said, my wife said, you got to get out. You're miserable. She said, and I don't want you miserable the rest of your life because I can't take that. So I said, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And so he said, what comes next? So then I did started a part-time MBA, but the problem with that was I was going to be doing it part-time for 4 years. And I said, I can't do that when I've got 1 foot in my career that I don't want to be in and not really sure where I'm going next. So I then bit the bullet and took on a full-time MBA. And over here in Europe, they do them in 11 months. So it's pretty intense. And, you know, that the whole purpose of that was to figure out what I was good at. Because you didn't get that feedback necessarily as a vet, because you're thrown from emergency to emergency or surgery to surgery, and you just get the job done. You almost become, in some instances, you're like a sausage factory, you know, next.
Right.
Because it's a small business, so it's pretty well driven by, you know, it's not like the state welfare systems or health systems that, you know, you've got long waiting times. You can't afford to wait in vet practice because that means money going out the door. So you need to keep that moving. So I ended up, after the MBA, had a new career. Everyone came back to me and said, you should be doing leadership and personal development. I said, great, I agree. And regrettably, I had a new job lined up in London, and 3 days after or before our year graduated, September 11th happened. So myself and 70% of my classmates lost their jobs overnight.
Wow.
I spent 18 months effectively unemployed. I had one interview in that period of time, but my wife said, don't go back to the veterinary profession. You could go back, but she said, don't, because you will regret it, and I can't live with that. So, again, my wife's a very good-sounding board. Best
yeah.
coach I'll ever have. And then from there, I couldn't get a job, so I ended up buying myself a job. I bought myself a business coaching franchise and pretty well started with a blank slate. It was a great crucible for learning new stuff, but along the way, what I identified, and this comes to the book, is I identified there was, and then it was a lot of reflection, and as probably happens with yourself and particularly your clients, Dr. J, is people can hear the same thing over and over again, but all of a sudden, things start to connect. And,
right.
you know, they're connecting stuff over their life, they're connecting something from another role they have in their life, or from a seminar they've been to that all of a sudden, or they've read a book for the fifth time, and all of a sudden the penny drops.
Yeah.
And so for me, what I noticed was there was, from my years of coaching swimming and being a captain of the swim team and various other things, and then from lessons I learned from my dad to being the business coach and being pretty head smart in some ways, is I identified there were seven core attributes that, whether it was an individual team or organization, had all seven of these in strength, the odds were stacked in their favor that they would be a success.
And that
you know,
then
there's
became
lots more
the
other factors out there, but you know, I identified these seven, and that's sort of where the birthing of the book came. Now, originally, I'll list off the seven if you want, really quick.
Now, why don't you?
Then,
can you hold off on that for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold off on that for a minute. When we come back from the break, we'll dig into the seven. But
sure.
I'm curious to go back a little bit because I think you touched on something that's really profound that connects to how I opened the show, which is, you know, you went in your journey, it seems to me, have experienced the two sides of the coin of crafting a goal that I think we all kind of, experience at some point in time. One of which is having it real obvious. Like I wanted to be a vet and I just wanted to be a vet and that's what it was.
Yeah.
Sometimes goals just come to us. Like as a kid or in college, you take a class and then you zing, you just know that's what you want to do. And then other times in life, to your point about the later on, you got a lot of feedback from other people. Like everyone was telling you, you should be in leadership. You should be coaching. You should be supporting people. And, you know, the interesting thing is that it's great when you get that feedback and it's great when you get clarity, but sometimes it isn't quite that simple. And I think that's, that's the struggle for a lot of people, is they don't always get sort of that moment of, you know, waking up and having it exactly there for them, or having the people around them tell them exactly what to do. I think we all have to go through that period when we're not quite sure what's next.
And that's absolutely right. And one of the things, and that's why it's sort of something I focused on. I put up a discussion on LinkedIn last year, and it stayed for 3 months, and it had 4,000 replies to it.
Wow.
And it was just because, and it comes back to this whole thing about goal or vision, and sometimes people are starting at the wrong point. They're focusing on their goal or vision. The first question they need to ask, which is a question which most people avoid, they go through life in what I describe as inert, or they're just running on automatic. They're not really working on themselves per se, is they need to ask themselves a question: what's my purpose? And the way the question I put up on LinkedIn is in one word, because this is what I do with my clients, what's your one-word purpose? I said, in one word, what's your purpose for your life? And it's not just what your work is, but, you know, and I think from what I read of everything that you do, Dr. J, it's appreciating the integrated self, and it's realizing, you know, we are all a composite of a bunch of roles in our life, and as a result, that one-word purpose should resonate in every single role you have in your life.
Right.
And once you figure that out, goals and vision become a lot easier. When it comes down to making decisions, it becomes a lot easier too.
I love that, because I think at the end of the day, sometimes it's more important to know who you are and what your values are than it is to know what to do.
Yeah.
And we kind of get those things confused. So you're right on. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in a couple of minutes more with Richard Norris, author of a new book called Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. And Richard will give us his 7 key lessons.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today with executive coach and author Dr. Richard Norris. And the number to call in if you're interested in getting direct feedback from myself or from Dr. Norris is 1-800-930-2819. Feel free to give us a call or to send us a message through transformationtalkradio.com. And Richard was just about to dig into the 7 key lessons on your journey of success. So Richard, I when I read your book, I have to say I could definitely get the veterinarian in you, because it's a wonderful little story about life, and it takes place in Africa, and it took me to my first opportunity to see The Lion King on Broadway. But I don't know if because you know the whole idea of the circle of life and you know, reconnecting to nature, and maybe tell us a little bit about how you came to this wonderful story and the 7 key lessons.
Sure. Well, as I was saying before the break, or inferring anyway, is out of these 7 lessons I identified, it was really easy. I could have taken the conventional route of writing a business self-helpy type book and just done it very left brain and very boring and very dry. But me being me, I never do things easy way. And personally, the best books for me that I read and I hand to clients are the ones that tell it as a story, because it just, from eons since man's been on this planet, you know, there's been always been the tradition of telling stories and passing things down, and people connect with a story far better than just dry data.
Right.
So I set myself a challenge with my the person who coached me through my book, and I had three ideas for the characters of the book, and she killed two of them, and she said, well, let's go with a wildebeest. So the story is written around an orphan calf named Vic on the annual migration around the Serengeti, and he gets separated from his mother during a stampede early on in the book, and then he gets attached to another herd, and he gets mentored by a bull in another herd by the name of Mentor, a bit of play on words. And along the way, and it was interesting because as I did the research in the migratory pattern of wildebeest, I could find a way to match the 7 key lessons to the migratory pattern, which is kind of cool. So I'll go through the 7 in quick succession. Number one, which ties in very nicely with your theme as we started out, is they must have a strong and clear vision. Okay.
Right.
Because without that, how do you know where you're going to go? Two is along with that vision, they've got a very, you know, absolutely passionate about it. If you don't have passion, you don't have fuel in the fire, when things get tough, it's not going to keep you moving forward. And by the way, when you look at the word passion, passion is meant to be contagious, and there's a clue in the word when you write it out, pass I on. Right in the middle of passion is I. I must pass on my passion. So that's a key point. Our third key lesson is commitment. Commitment must be absolute. For anyone out there, I know we were talking about goals and vision, and I often get asked this question. I said, listen, and you're talking about shoulds at the front end of the show, it's not a should. Unless you're 100% committed to it, it ain't going to be successful. So it's an all or none as far as I'm concerned. So commitment is about moving it forward. The fourth is you must be prepared to change and learn. And again, I know your book's all about change, so, and Dr. J, so that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
As I talk about it, one of the quotes from the book is, change is inevitable, but growth is optional. If you want to grow as a person and a team and organization, however you want to look at it, you must be prepared to change. Listen, we all know how to, and some people say, and I know you were talking about it on your website with respect to resistance for change that's out there, and I go, why? Our bodies are designed to change over the course of 12 months. Every single cell in our body has changed. We're not
saying
we
were 12
months ago.
Exactly. But there's a key element to change that we all struggle with, which is the letting go of something that we're comfortable with.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the reasons why coaching is so necessary, and it's a brilliant revelation in the whole personal development field, really, from my perspective, is, and it's my observation, that 95%, and I would actually probably stretch it out in certain instances, 99% of people cannot change, i.e., which means push beyond their comfort zone without somebody helping them get them there, because they're always going to hit that wall, snap back, and go back to their comfort zone. Why? Because it's comfortable. So the important thing is, for anybody that's listening in, is if you're bumping against your comfort zone and you're finding it tough, because you will, change is meant to be uncomfortable initially until you get on the other side of it. Then, you know, look to bring a coach along board who's going to help you along the way. And it doesn't have to be somebody you necessarily invest in, but somebody who's going to hold you accountable and maybe has the experience to help you get there.
Right.
Lesson number five, assuming you're open to change and learning new stuff, is you must be decisive. If you can't make a decision, procrastination, in my definition, is not a decision. Contrary to popular belief. So a yes is a yes, a no is a no. Just make a decision. I don't know about yourself, Dr. J, but I've certainly been indecisive in my past, and it's cost me time, energy, money, and opportunity. So,
well, what I would say about that, Richard, is that when people are procrastinating, they are being decisive. They are being decisive to not decide.
Yeah.
So in a sense, being decisive, being procrastinating is exactly the same as being decisive. It's just being decisive in a way that's not supportive.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it.
The opportunity is to step back and say to yourself, well, if I'm making a decision to not do something and that's not helping me, what about just making another decision, which is to do something?
Yeah, because sometimes it's just you were talking at the front end of the show about the goal and vision thing. And sometimes, yeah, you don't have clarity, but at least take a step in a direction, and you'll get feedback, so long as you're attuned to receive the feedback.
Right.
So say, am I on target or am I not? It's like the moonshots of the Apollo moon missions. You know, they knew where they were heading to the moon, but 99% of the time they were off trajectory. They were always having to do course adjustments, but they kept moving forward. And then based on the triangulation and all that stuff, they could reconfigure where they are and what little adjustments they need to make. So,
yeah,
same principle. Once you've done being decisive, is once you made a decision, the next thing, because again, we know people who make decisions and then still do nothing, is to take action on your decision as fast as possible. Because I think it's Joe Vitale says the universe likes speed, and I can certainly relate to that. You know, sometimes if you're inspired, just move. There's a guy by the name, I use it, but I came across a book by the same title, Ready, Fire, Aim. You know, don't wait until you've got all the data. Just move and you'll get feedback and then you can adjust. That's how the artillery works. You know, artillery will fire.
Yeah, there's also, absolutely. There's also something very valuable in motion, that the body in motion tends to stay in motion.
Exactly.
And, I don't mean that even metaphorically. And I know you're a swimmer. I mean it literally, that part of what we typically don't do in our culture, at least here in the U.S., and I think it's safe to say it crosses over the sea, over the ocean, is, at least in the Western direction, is that we get lethargic physically and we expect it all to happen mentally. And, so I'm very big on your action orientation and including the body in that, because the body in motion tends to energize everything else.
Absolutely. It's about changing your physical state and everything else. My dad drilled it into me, and it's like, you know, and it's a mantra I'm passing on to my two little kids. They already know it, is, you know, a healthy body is a healthy mind and vice versa. The two work as one. You know, it's a cohesive unit. You can't separate the two. They're codependent. So, and then on top of that, the seventh one is a bonus feature, is just knowing how to have fun. You know, there's lots of miserable people out there, but, you know, if you look at the people who are most successful in what they're doing, the top 100 companies to work for, they get voted that by their employees. Why? Because it's an enjoyable place to work. There's a clue. They know how to have fun. And fun's often overlooked, but, you know, the way I describe it, work is a four-letter word. Fun is three letters. It's easier to spell, easier to say. And when you say the word work, most people say it. If you said the word work, Dr. J, if you said it right now, how would you say it?
Work.
Yeah, exactly. It ends on a downbeat. Say the word fun.
Fun.
Exactly. You always end it up on an upbeat. So doesn't it make sense that, you know, why would you use a word that, rather than say, honey, I'm going to work, you say, honey, I'm going to fun today.
Yeah, in my book, I talk about play. So I'm right with you on that. I think there is, you know, play is also one of those words that it's, I like that. I like your point you're making about energy, that work has that heavy duty energy on it. And words like fun and play typically have a different, they have a lighter, uplifting energy on them.
Yeah, and it goes back to, you know, and the other thing is, you know, people do to-do lists, and I beat up all my clients when they start saying they've got a to-do list. They learn pretty fast. I say, you know, you no longer have a to-do list, because to-do list means you got tasks, which means it's wearing, it bears you down. I said, let's change the name to an achieve list.
Yeah. It's great.
And it makes a totally, totally different perspective on things.
Yep, I totally agree. Sometimes I actually encourage my clients to change their to-do list to the to a to-be list.
Yep, that's good.
So I think you're right on that. A lot of what we're talking about is how you bring energy of your creativity and you know, your whole full integrated self, body, mind, and heart into your life, whether it's in your career or your family, and stay engaged. So I love your seven principles. We're going to take another break. And in our last section with you, I think it would be really great to circle back around to my opening salvo and share with the guests your thoughts on how to get through the struggle of crafting a vision. So right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull in dialogue today with Dr. Richard Norris. And Richard had just shared with us his seven key lessons or principles, I'd say, for your journey of success. And I am very interested to spend the last few minutes together, Richard, kind of connecting to what I started the show with, which is the idea that this time of year, I think a lot of us are being put in the position of thinking about the year ahead, maybe the decade ahead. And there's a lot of seminars and coaches running around helping people and supporting people to craft visions and goals. I'd love to get your insight. I know that number one of your lessons was having a vision. Number two was having that passion and commitment is number three. So clearly, you know, you and I are in alignment that this is an important element to line things up for you to be successful. So I'm curious, what do you say to your clients when they're struggling with putting that all together and feeling the pressure like, you know, I should know what I want to do this year, and it's not coming to them.
Yeah, and that's often it's probably more the norm than others. You know, people beat themselves up too much because they oh so and so. And one of the things I said, yeah, that's their life. You know, it's helping them get perspective quickly and saying, listen, everybody else's life is in different contexts. They've had different experiences, so. For some, it'll come easy, but other parts of their journey will be more difficult. So it's about helping them lessen the comparison. Because, you know, my personal, and it's taken me years to learn this, is I stop comparing myself with other people because, you know, why? You know, it's like a quote I use with clients now is what other people think of you is none of your business.
Right.
Because they're more intent on what you're thinking of them potentially, and, you know, so don't bother that. But from one of the things for me, and it comes back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier, about get clarity first and foremost around what your purpose is. Because once you get that clarity, the vision's more likely to crop up. And part of that process is, you know, you ask people you know and trust who will be honest with you and say, you know, if you were going to say there's a core purpose, what's one thing that I'm known for, one thing of value that I bring to people's lives, and you would ask that of, say, your spouse, you'd ask that of, like, your parents, you'd ask that of your business colleagues, past, present, and maybe the people that you're on your Little League team or whatever, so that you start to get feedback. What you're looking for, because I do this with businesses, you know, that I coach, and, you know, they're trying to establish, you know, their vision as well, and it's like, well, sometimes your market will give you a better idea what your vision is than what you can see it as, because sometimes we're just too close to it. So you need to help. You need to ask other people you know and trust an objective viewpoint as much as it can be as their perspective, because they'll help you. It's almost like they're helping you go through the refining process yourself. You might have a general idea, but they'll help chip it away. You know, it's like you get the rough core. You've got the core of the piece of diamond lump out of the ground, but what they're going to help you to do is start cutting the facets on it until it gets really brilliant. And that's part of that iterative process that, you know, for some it'll happen fast, for other people it'll happen slow, but it's about knowing that, you know, there's a time and a place, it'll come to fruition.
Yeah, I think that you're really touching on something important, which is being willing to seek input from the outer world, from people that you love, from people that you trust, and from clients, from people that have worked with you before. You know, I think that we often think that we have to come up with it ourselves. I mean, there's just so much sort of it's great to be self-reliant, but on the other hand, you know, sitting in meditation does not always work, right?
No. No, absolutely. And sometimes you just – it comes back to partly what, you know, what are you passionate about? What do you consistently find flows easily for you? Because in there's an answer, potentially. And equally so, what sort of things, based on your strengths and your passions, what things do you come against that are frustration for you? Because there, again, there might be something under that rock that might say, listen, I can solve that problem with my strengths and my passions, and maybe out of that will come some fruit.
Yeah, that's great. What do you tell your clients when they have a passion, but they immediately think that it's impractical? Oh, I love X, Y, and Z, but I know it could never be a business.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, they're making excuses. And that's, as soon as somebody does that, it's like you catch a puppy making a mess in the corner kind of thing. You rub their nose in it a bit. And you just say, that's interesting. Why did you say that? And how much research have you done? And, you know, you'll know the coaching approach. You just ask question after question until you're backing them into a corner, so they realize, I really do need to look at this.
Wow, that's very interesting. And do you find that you've been able to help people that take their so-called unrealistic or impractical passion and turn it into a real business?
Sometimes it's just putting them into a situation where they actually are testing it. You know, is this completely blue sky, in which case it's going to take 3 years to figure it out? Or is this something with a little bit of focus and energy is a project that you can run on the side, and then you can test it and grow it? Or is it something you can just immediately see? Because sometimes a coach, you know, certainly some of my coaches just give you a bit of a slap upside the head, as they say. Say, you know, wake up, it's obvious, but you just can't see it, or you don't want to see it, because guess what? It comes back to your topic, Dr. J, about that would require a change. And, you know, it's getting out of their comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's crucial to making that discrimination between what's possible and what's going to be required. Because people do get immediately short-circuited, like, oh, I could never do that. That's impossible. I'd have to X, Y, and Z. And that's where getting support and having a coach say, well, wait a minute, step back and say, yeah, maybe it's possible 2 months from now. Yep. But if you put the processes in place and you take the lessons and you make the changes in your life that you need to make, it could be very real 2 years from now.
Absolutely. You know, they're thinking it's an instant fix, but as we've discussed, you know, it's one of the reasons why I call about it's a journey of success, because it's a journey. It's not, you don't hit it in one and then that's it. You're complacent for the rest of your life. No, there's
right.
It's a continuous process. We're constantly evolving individually, collectively. You know, there's the global consciousness is growing because it's based on the volume of information that's being put out there. You know, it's a growth process.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. So listen, Richard, before we lose you, because we're coming down to our last couple of minutes, sure. Let's share with our audience all the different ways they can track you down if they want further support.
Yeah, no, sure. You can find me on probably the best and most direct route is through www.drrichardnorris.com. Or you can, if you wanted to just go direct to, and there's some, for your listeners, there's, if they go to the free stuff page, there's a download, an MP3 download, a 1 hour download on the 7 lessons, which they can go to. For those people who want to go to the book, you can find it on Amazon. Just look for Hoof It, 7 Key Lessons on Your Journey of Success. And the beauty of that book, which I didn't mention, is there's exercises written right in the book, much like your book as well. By the end of the book, they will have a 21-step action plan to progress their own journey of success. And like your book as well, Dr. J, it's not something they're going to put down once, because they'll come back to it at another point and reread it again, get new nuggets and things. But for an email address, they can get a hold of me on rnorris@ypn, that's Yankee Papa November Companies.com.
Excellent.
That's probably the easiest way. And on Skype, it's just Richard, the man of action.
All right. Well, Richard, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening, late evening, to call in from Scotland and share your wisdom. And I encourage everyone to go out and get a copy of this fabulous new book called Hoof It, Seven Key Lessons for Your Journey of Success. And just as I said at the beginning of the show, I hope you will be compassionate with yourself and give yourself space to create that vision from the inside out. Don't be self-critical if you don't have all the answers immediately. Take time to breathe, to contemplate, to get in your body, to go out and exercise, to be in fresh air, and to ask for help. Ask people for their input, and eventually, when the time is right, it will come to you. So thank you all for joining us once again on Life Shifting with Dr. J. Have a great night, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and